Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Movie Maker Magazine recently named our next guest's event one of 20 great film festivals in a vacation destination, and that festival is returning to the Lowcountry February 18th. Ron Tucker is president and CEO of the Beaufort Film Society, host of the 19th annual Beaufort International Film Festival. Ron, welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks, Mike. Glad to be back.
So give us the details on the upcoming festival. When, where?
Well, it's coming up February 18th to the 23rd this year. Will be held at the University of South Carolina Center for the Arts. All of the activities will take place there from the opening ceremony to the closing ceremony. It'll be here soon.
What is new? Who do we have coming?
We have a lot of great films from all over the world, literally. One of our special guests is Tim Gray. He is the founder of the World War II Foundation. He'll be receiving an award called Legends and Legacies, which is new, something we came up with for filmmakers who are pretty big in telling stories that are of historical significance. And Tim is in the Hall of Fame, and he's well-known.
Give us an idea of what will be happening at the festival. We've got feature films, short films. What are all the categories?
We have feature films, feature documentaries, and feature shorts. We have short films, student films, animation films, and we have screenplays. And we have a section category called Duty and Honor, which is three military-related films that we'll be showing this year.
Give us the highlights on some of the films that stand out in your mind that will be featured this year.
We have several feature films that are all quite different. We have several returning filmmakers as well, but we have a lot of new filmmakers, people who have never been to Beaufort before. In our feature films, one is about old Hollywood. It's kind of a take on Rudolph Valentino, the filmmaker. I actually worked on this film for almost 20 years. Terry Moore, who was a legend in Hollywood, is in this film. She just turned 96 years old, and Variety did an article on her recently. She's the oldest actress to have had a lead role in a feature film. And that filmmaker is coming from Los Angeles. And we have another film called Bound. Filmmakers are from New York. Has been doing really, really well on the circuit. Has won several events. And we have a film called Seance. Vivian Kerr, who was here last year with a film called Scrap, she's returning with this film and is nominated for Best Director. And it's a period piece. And we had 515 entries from really about 40 countries, and we only selected 53 films and 5 screenplays. So, you know, if you got in this year, very fortunate. But we had a lot of films that were really, really great that we couldn't select because we just didn't have enough time.
Well, now, how about South Carolina filmmakers? Do we have any featured this year?
We have one film called Breakfast in Beaufort, Journeys Through Time. A filmmaker that was here a few years ago, Ray Smith, tells a story about these older gentlemen who meet once a week. Their combined lives are total almost 1,000 years. I mean, these guys are from the mid-80s to over 100. And already it's been a very big request for tickets for that event. Also from South Carolina, we have an 11-minute short documentary, Native American name. I'll just tell you the translation is The Children Are Coming Home. It's from Richard Steinberger and his wife, Heather, who live here in Beaufort. And they've done a lot of films in this genre. It's about the Lakota Nation, Cheyenne River Youth Project. In addition, we have an animation film called 112 Steps. And it's from the University of South Carolina, Beaufort. And Jim Sedlesky and his media department have put that together, which is kind of rare because we have a lot of animation films from a lot of major schools. And I think this is pretty big for the school to have gotten an entry like this into our festival.
Well, Ron, one more time, give us the dates and the venue of the upcoming film festival.
The dates for this year are February 18th to the 23rd. And it all will be taking place at the University of South Carolina, Beaufort Center for the Arts.
Well, Ron, thank you so much for your time today. We're looking forward to seeing you.
All right. Thanks, Mike, and I was glad to do it again.
Ron Tucker is president and CEO of the Beaufort Film Society, host of the 19th annual Beaufort International Film Festival. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.